Did you ever have any horses or dogs?
Dogs? Yes.
Did you ever have any horses?
Horses, no. Something that I always dreamed of is having a horse. Never owned one. I've rid one. I used to go to this farm. We used to go ride horses. You have to clean them and everything, and then you get to ride them. So we did that, but never actually owned my own.
If there was ever one mistake in your life, would it be not being able to own that horse?
Yeah, not having that part of the culture. I think, I don't know why, I feel as a Romani gypsy, something that we're connected with that part of the animal, something that we're connected with that. We're on a deeper level. So whenever I see a horse, you kind of straight away go into this romantic, beautiful idea of home and back times. And I think that's really important. But very soon I'll have my own.
Do you have any pets?
I don't have pets. I've got 6 kids. I think that's enough for me. No, my children ask me all the time to buy a dog. They want one of those pumpskies. They're kind of some kind of mixture thing. Really tiny, really cute, fluffy teddy bear things. But I said, Joe, no, because then I'll be running around after it, cleaning up and everything. I said, no, not yet. So when you're older, you can buy whatever dog you want, but not in my house for the minute.
And who does your hair?
My wife does my hair every day, and every day she does something different, which is really nice. So sometimes I've got 2 plaits, sometimes I have 20, sometimes she just comb-ropes my hair, sometimes she just does different stuff, and yeah, I have fun with it.
Does she like doing your hair?
Yeah. We get up nice and early together. We have our own half an hour. We have a cup of tea. We have some breakfast. She does my hair. Then the kids get up and we get on with the work.
Do your children get bullied for being a gypsy?
No. Actually, my children are really lucky. What I've taught my children is to be very proud and to be honest and not to be afraid to tell people who they are. My children are so lucky that all the kids and friends at their school want to be gypsies. Lots of our things got to do with me being slightly a little bit famous in the city for my dancing, because I dance with a lot of famous people. I travel, I teach, I do lots of performances and showcases. So to lots of other children, their dad is famous. So like, oh my God, Toby G's your dad, he's famous. And he's a gypsy. Well, I want to be a gypsy because gypsies are famous. So kind of a positive spin on it. So my children are very lucky that they don't get picked on for being a gypsy, because a lot of their friends want to be a gypsy just to be part of our circle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. How did you feel when you got bullied?
Oh, terrible. It's one of the worst things can ever happen to a human being. One of the things I think I love as well, being a gypsy, it teaches you to be aware of other people. Now, one of the greatest things my gran taught me, be a human. Being a gypsy means being a human being, because a gypsy would never see another human beaten or kind of embarrassed or kind of belittled. Is something that's kind of against us inside, because we know what persecution is like, and we don't want that to happen to others. So one of the greatest things that my gran taught me is just be a human, and yeah, being picked on, being called names and other things are really, really terrible when that happens to people.
Yeah. Do your children dance?
All my children dance, sing and act, and they draw and they do gymnastics, and there isn't many things they don't do.
They're very following your footsteps.
No, we let them do what they want. So my belief is that all my children do something that they're happy. Whatever makes you happy, do it. My oldest son said to me the other week, said, Dad, I want to leave school. I said, okay, cool, no problem. You're 16 now. Let's sit down and talk. What do you want to do? He said, Dad, I'm not really sure. I said, okay, well, but if you take a year out, go traveling, go around the world, I'll bring all my family, and each month you move to a different country. You stay there, they'll look after you, I'll give you some money. Go and experience life. And then you maybe can make a decision what you would like to do, because you haven't experienced nothing yet. So I believe in that kind of one, that kind of
That's
idea.
Good.
Do any of your children do horse riding?
Not yet, but they are starting next month. My little daughter Lillian, she's very active. She's kind of the tomboy, one of the twins. And she wants to learn horse riding, but she wants to do the stunts as well. So she wants to do horse riding, jumping and all the crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's
so not just riding the horse. She wants to go nuts.
That's what I do, and I think it's the best thing I've done is learn to horse ride, and I passed me 5 levels to be a qualified groom. And it's the best thing I think I've ever done, so I can look after horses and all now.
But it's doing something you love, which is really important.
Yeah. Do you believe in God?
Yes, I believe in God. God's very important to me. I had a little moment, I had 2 years where I didn't. I was upset with him. because something happened. I lost a dear friend, and I was very upset with God, because I thought, why? You kind of have that moment in time. But after the 2 years, you kind of get time to make peace with it, and then you forgive and forget, and then you move on in life. And that was my journey with God.
Do you have any rosary beads?
Yes, I do. I've got lots. Lots. They're very important to me. I do wear them all the time. Actually, I haven't got one today. I was about to pick mine up today, my red one. I'd especially made for me. My sister-in-law made it for me. Beautiful. Rose beads made. But I didn't pick it up today. But I always got some on me here. That's why I had them made. Because I always got them on me. So.
I think your tattoos is gross.
Thank you.
Is life different back then till now?
Oh, massively. If you guys were back then, you would cry probably every day.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you might think your life is difficult here now. But if you experienced back then, it's terrible. I know it's terrible to you now, at your understanding. But if you've seen what people went through back in the day, horrifying. Yeah. Horrifying. So, yes, it's difficult now. But is it better? I believe so. I believe it's a lot better than it used to be. It's still difficult. Doesn't mean it's fair for what's happening. But it is a lot better. And sometimes we forget how lucky we are to be here. Because if you look around the world, and you look at other gypsies and other Romanies, they've got it really, really tough. Really tough. So we're kind of lucky to be in this country and have at least what we have. Because what we've got, most people haven't got.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes. I've got 3 brothers and 2 sisters. So yeah, I come from a very big family. And all over the world.